So we've been hearing this bread of life discourse from Jesus, John chapter 6, and actually we've been hearing it for the last 3 weeks. So counting this one, this is the fourth week in a row, and this is the last, kind of like, we're kind of winding down here. And I hope you get it now, if you have not, because it's the same thing pretty much every Sunday. Jesus telling us, reminding us constantly, the last 4 weeks, I am the bread of life. Eat my flesh, drink my blood, and you will have eternal life. But my question to you this week is, as we kind of wrap up the bread of life discourse, we receive the body, the blood of Christ at Mass, but what sustains us in the body and blood of Christ during the week? How can we be sustained in the body and blood of Christ during the week? You could go to daily Mass. We have that option for you every day, 8 a.m. But I know that's not practical for most of you who go to work or who have school. But the second reading today gives us a little clue of how can we be sustained in the body and blood of Christ during the week. And it's kind of like something that gives food flavor, kind of like soy sauce, right? Or like, you know, Tabasco or Tapatio or hot sauce or something kind of like a energy jolt, energy drink that gives you a sense of jolt. It's called the Word of God. It's called the Word of God. And specifically, the book of Psalms. As it says in the second reading from Ephesians today, do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, giving thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God our Father. And when I read this, instantly it reminded me of a situation, an encounter I had. A couple weeks ago, I went out to dinner with some friends. And, you know, nowadays, like, restaurants are so busy. Have you noticed that? Oh, the restaurants are so busy. At least the good ones, you know, it's so busy. And we were at this restaurant, and the hostess said, oh, I'm sorry, but it's like an hour and a half wait. Hour and a half? I'm not going to wait an hour and a half. I'm hungry already. But she said, well, you know, you can take this pager and sit there for an hour and a half, or you could sit at the bar. We could sit at the bar and we give you a full menu. You could order anything you like. So what do you think? Hour and a half wait or go to the bar? Go to the bar, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we go to the bar, we sit down, and it's same thing as sitting at the table, except I saw this one man, huge, like he's ripped. You know, he's like huge. I think he's probably like a football player. Big tattoo right here, like huge. Big tattoo. And it says, into your hands I commend my spirit. I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's like biblical. That's, you know, into your hands I commend my spirit. Wow. And so naturally, I want to talk to the guy, you know. So I said, hey, that's pretty cool right there, man. I don't have any tattoos, but yeah, that's pretty cool, you know. And and I said, well, you know, that's what Jesus says. Like, yeah, you know. It's also Psalm 30 in the Old Testament. Into your hands I commend my spirit. And the man looks at me and goes, yeah, that's right. That's right here, you know. He didn't do that. That's my adage. You know, stick to the story here. He looks at his tattoo and goes, that's right. That's right here. You see right here? Into your hands I commend my spirit. That's the story of my life right here. It's the story of my life. I said, wow. You know, that's good, you know. I mean, sounds like a One Direction song, you know. But story of your life. No, it's right, one through my life, you know. I completely trust in Jesus, and then I think he tried to get up because I think he had to go to the bathroom. But he got up, and then he just fell flat on his face because he was so drunk. You know. Hence the second reading. You know, do not get drunk, but addressing one another in psalms and hymns of spiritual songs. But I read that, reminded me of that encounter, and it led me to a deeper, thinking of, wow, Which psalm is the story of your life? Because that Psalm 30, that's the story of his life. Which psalm is the story of your life? Psalms. Where do you find the psalms? Where are they at? Okay, in the Bible, all right? It's in the Bible. It's also at the Mass, too. Usually, remember Gina? Gina, she sang the psalm today, right? That's you know, we have the first reading, the psalm, the second reading, and the gospel. And often we're like, okay, first reading, second reading, gospel. The psalm is kind of like intermission. No, that comes from the Bible. Just pay attention, sing, right? And the psalm is from the Bible. It's from the, which testament? Old Testament. So it's like the first part. And they are hymns. Psalms are hymns. Songs. Hymns of different categories. Hymns of praise. Sometimes hymns of lament. Hymns of thanksgiving. Hymns of complaining. But where we share with God our innermost feelings. And the Psalms really helped the people of Israel carry on in their lives and carry on in their faith. And I think nowadays everyone's got some kind of a phrase or a motto or words to live by. And now many times when I get emails from people, you know, the at the end it's like a automatic electronic signature, you know, and it says like, oh, you hear a quote from Gandhi or a quote from Martin Luther King or a quote from your mom or a quote from all these people. You know, I think a good motto, word to live by, is actually the Psalms. The Word of God should guide us in our journey, in our path. And that's what sustains us, actually, in the body and blood of Christ during the week. So this is your homework. Which psalm speaks to you? Which psalm is the story of your life? Let me give you some examples here. 26. Psalm 26. Huh? The Lord is my... Okay, that's 23, okay? another good one, right? But this is 26. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That's my friend Khan. That's his number right there, 26. That's the story of his life. And I didn't actually know his childhood story until just a couple weeks ago when he told me. I know he escaped from Vietnam and all this, but he didn't tell me the exact story. But my friend Khan, he was living in Vietnam as a kid, and he decided to escape the communist rule. Problem is, they didn't have enough money for the entire family to get away. So it was him and his brother. So at nighttime, they just kind of like, you know, secretly put him on a boat with his brother, some bottles of water, some snacks. Good luck. Right? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This happened when he was 10 years old. And then, who knows where that boat's taking him? The wind goes this way, the boat go that way, wind go that way, the boat go the other way. And thankfully, they somehow, they were rescued. And they ended up in Hong Kong. You know, and that's actually a nicer place than some other people. But Hong Kong is not bad. And they spent 2 years as a refugee over there. So from years 10 to 12, he was a refugee with his brother, just the two of them. You know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And then here's the exciting part. From Hong Kong, after 2 years, he was sponsored by a family in Los Angeles. And they paid for his plane ticket. So he came from Hong Kong to LAX. He lands in LAX, and he's looking for the people who sponsored him, and there's nobody there at the gate to greet him. Can you imagine? Now he's 12 years old, all by himself, doesn't know a lick of English, all right? Does not even have a penny, and he's just standing there at the gate. Just nobody there. 8 hours. And I said, dude, like, weren't you scared? Or weren't you, like, crying? I'd be all crying. Where's my mama? You know? I was like, no, man. No. I told you, 26. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So he just waited there 8 hours. Just all by himself. And then, all of a sudden, this random person kind of came and saw what was going on and kind of helped him out. And the rest is history, right? Wow, it's amazing. But that's his number, 26, story of his life. You want to know what's the story of my life? Maybe not. I'll tell you my number. My number is 50. 50. Psalm 50. Have you heard of Psalm 50? It's from David. Create a clean heart in me, O God, and renew an upright spirit within my inmost being. Story of my life right there. And I've been able to share with you some of my life experiences, and I've learned from a lot of your life experiences. But basically, my life boils down to a struggle between what I want to do and what God wants to do. And a lot of times, I want to do what I want to do. And it's about my selfishness, my pride, my ego, my ambition, and I want to do this because I want to do this. And oftentimes, when I go that route, things don't work out. But oftentimes, when I ask for the right intentions, for the right desire, create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew an upright spirit within my inmost being. It's amazing how God can do wonderful things. And when I have the right intention, right desire, when I have that purity of heart, things work out beautifully. And that's what I need to be reminded of. So my homework, my personal homework this week is I'm going to write it out, Psalm 50. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew an upright spirit within my inmost being. Post it up on that bathroom mirror right there. There it is. Remind myself. Pray it every day. Story of my life, 50. So many wonderful psalms, you know. Like you said, like you know, 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want. Who is the King of glory? The Lord who is strong and powerful. Or maybe you're kind of feeling down. The Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night in your presence. Where are you? Let my prayer enter into your sight. Or, you know what was a psalm today? You see, I told you don't pay attention, you know? You know what was a psalm today? 34. You cheated, Lee. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Right? Maybe it's a psalm of thanksgiving. Maybe that's your number. Maybe that's the story of your life. Right? What's your number? How can I be sustained by the body and blood of Christ during the week? It is through the Word of God. It's Word and sacrament. And it is specifically through the book of Psalms, which we kind of forget. So that's your homework this week as we end the Bread of Life discourse. To be sustained in the body and blood of Christ, go read through the book of Psalms. Okay, where's the book of Psalms? In the Bible, okay? In the Bible. Old Testament. Open it up. Skim through it. Or if you don't want to go through the whole thing, just you can do the random method. This one. No, that one not speaking to me. Different one speaking to me. Whatever it is. Okay, pick a word. Pick a phrase. Pick a sentence. Pick a paragraph. Which psalm speaks to you at this moment, August 16th, 2015. It could be words of consolation. It could be words of lament. It could be words of thanksgiving. It could be a call to repentance. It could be words of encouragement. But whatever it is, pick your number, pick that psalm, pick those words. And after you pick it, let that be kind of like the words for you to live by this week. Let that be the model for you for this week. And you don't need to get a big old tattoo, okay? Don't worry, all right? Actually, I recommend not, okay? But you could do it like me. Just write it, post it somewhere on the wall or in your car, dashboard. Or it could be your wallpaper. Wallpaper for your laptop, for your cell phone, for your computer. You can memorize it. You can pray it. You can discuss it. It's a great dinner conversation. So, son, what's your number? I don't know. You know, well, what's your number, Ma? Right? And talk. And share it. And let the Word of God, especially the Book of Psalms, the psalm that you choose, sustain us of the body and blood of Christ during the week.